naturally produces fruit. The tree naturally has within it to grow. And if it doesn't and doesn't produce fruit, then there's something else wrong, but not the tree. Okay? Now, it can be disease, but the tree doesn't do that. I mean, it's not like, oh, I think I'll take a disease today. You understand what I'm saying? God planting divine nature in us, its design is to grow. If he plants divine nature in you, you will eventually become more like Jesus. Remember, we talked about that last week. God who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. I'm beginning to close it down now, okay? So, as we do that and we see the work begin to happen, let me just turn back to Romans 6. Let me show you this really quick. Really quick. You all remember that verse where we live in sometimes? Romans chapter 7. Let me just quote that verse. It's in Romans chapter 7 in the section, verse 14 down through 24. And then I'll make a statement about verse 8, chapter 8. But it's in that passage where it says, and we've all quoted this at one time or another in our spiritual walk, the things I want to do, those are the things I don't do. The things I don't want to do, those are the things that I end up doing. The reason here is that we were working hard to not do the things we don't want to do. We're trying to make ourselves do the things we need to do. But in our own power, in our own will, in the residue of the false self that is within us, we are constantly battling against things that keep us from that, that keep us from growing. Amen? Am I just talking to the ear? How many of you experienced what I'm talking about? But the nature of the divine nature is to grow. We take care of the soil. We take care of God takes care of the pruning. God helps us pull those things out. And the natural outcome is growth. Now, can I say something that is not pleasant? As I said, the tree, if there's not any growth, it's not the tree, it's something else. Okay? Let me show you something here. With that in mind, look down at verse 21. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand, for I delight in the law of God in my innermost self. But I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of sin? He realized, back up in verse 20 and 19 and 20, he realized that in his heart he wants to do right, but there's other stuff going on. There's not a problem with you, there's a problem with stuff you've been involved in. You understand what I'm saying? It's affected us, it's impacted us, all of us, everyone, because we missed the mark. So what we need to do is work on getting that stuff out, and then the natural outcome of the spiritual life, the natural outcome of God's working in us to make us more like Christ. So what we've got to do is we have got to work on our lives. We have got to produce fruit. Let me rephrase that. I'm sorry. We have got to allow God to produce the fruit in us. What fruit does he want? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. That's the fruit he wants. Why? Hold on. Why? Because the fruit of the divine nature within us growth, the fruit produces the mindset, the kind of life that does good works. How many of you want to do good works? We all want to do good works, right? What do? We end up finding ourselves, we do bad works. Why is that? Well, I'm going to work on my bad works. I'm going to make myself stop this, and I'm going to make myself do this. What have I just talked about? God knows we battle that. So he plants in us something that when it grows, the Spirit grows, it produces that fruit, which is the motivation to works. And these are the works which Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. When they see your works, they're glorifying my Father who is in heaven. We're trying to do the works without doing the stuff to clear the way so that the seed can have the fruit, so that we can grow to be Christ, so that we can have love, joy, peace, patience, all that. And that motivates us then to have the works that others see that we go, there you go. So rather than, you see, what I'm saying is, relax. It's not about working it. It's about allowing God to work it. And to do that, we take the things he talks to us about, we deal with it, we put it aside. You know, some of you may be farther along the path than others. But we're all on the path. We're all on a journey to be more like Christ. That's why we don't condemn each other. That's why Jesus says in Matthew 7, judge not lest you be judged. Because we're all growing. And just because they haven't grown where you've grown doesn't mean that they're not growing. Hello? Now, I had a conclusion already until I pulled out of the garage this morning. And I don't want you, I want you to hear this in the way I'm intending it. As I backed out of the garage, I looked up and there was a full moon. Beautiful. I think it was full. I didn't have my glasses adjusted right, but I'm pretty sure it was a full moon. If it wasn't, it was really close. In my mind, I went back to a guy named Barry McGuire. Anybody remember Barry McGuire? Barry McGuire used to be with the New Christie Minstrels. He gave his life to Jesus. I think he's still alive. The reason I play a 12-string guitar every once in a while was Barry McGuire. We saw him in concert one time. He's just a great man. I loved his ministry. I loved his work. He were on a bus with a bunch of guys one time when they were new and in their faith, and they're driving around, and they're late night, and somebody looked out and said, man, look at that full moon. Barry McGuire said, oh, I love that full moon. One of the guys said, you know what the full moon is, don't you? That is full reflection of the sun. And Barry said, well, then I want to be a full moon. I want to be a full moon. I want to reflect the sun, Jesus, as brightly, as fully as I can. So how do I do it? Well, first of all, I realize that God has planted within me the ability to do that. Second of all, I realize that it's a process. And that he's doing this work. And one of these days, I'm going to be a full moon. Because I want to reflect the sun, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, I thank you. Lord, you have not done all this work and expect us to do the same work you're doing. You have given us the ability for this work to happen, for this fruit to be produced. And you have guided us and directed us so that by your Spirit, this can grow and we can learn what kind of things we need to rid us of and the kind of things we need to be involved in. And to know, Lord, that the more we're involved in the things of the Spirit and hearing and listening, you who began a good work will bring it to completion. And Lord, we can be the full reflection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So Father, I pray for those who are right now hearing my voice. I pray, Father, that you would be with us, that we would know your mercy and grace, and we'd ease up on ourselves when we don't get it all right all the time. Or we just come to you. We would ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. One who misses the mark. One who falls short of your glory. But Lord, you planted your life in us, in me, and in those who are here. So that we can grow and become more like Jesus. So, Father, I pray about over the next few weeks that you would help us have a different perspective, different attitude, different mindset about what the Christian life is all about and how we are to grow. Lord, I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. But most of all, I thank you for Jesus Christ and what he has done in our lives. In his name we pray. Amen.